This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodl Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
In the news this month, Comet Hartley 2 shows its inner nature, a population of orphaned planets, and crystalline rain. Comets are icy bodies known to contain material left over from the formation of the solar system. They spend most of their time far from the Sun, where there is very little heat, but when their elongated orbits bring them close to the Sun, they begin to warm up. As the surface heats up, so-called volatile materials, chemicals with low boiling points, begin to vaporise, resulting in the sometimes spectacular tails which are commonly associated with cometary bodies. While these tails are large and diffuse, the body of the comet itself is quite small and difficult to study directly. While the composition of a comet can be determined to an extent from studying the diffuse cloud of volatile material, the question of the nature of the nucleus itself is more difficult to answer. One model of comet formation, the gradual accumulation of dust and ice particles, results in a single large uniform mass. An alternative model involves the merger of a number of small mini-comets, resulting in a loose body of material with regions of different composition. But observations of the comet Hartley 2 suggest that, for this comet at least, the answer might be neither. A team of astronomers led by Michael Mummer of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center used a very large telescope in Chile and the Keck telescope in Hawaii to take spectra of the coma of comet Hartley 2 over several months. If the nucleus is composed of a uniform material, then the chemical composition of the coma ought to remain constant as the body rotates. But if it is made up of a conglomeration of smaller proto-comets, then the coma should vary in composition as different vents rotate into sunlight and become active. Images of the core from NASA's Epoxy mission show that the core is not uniform, with evidence of two, possibly three, types of ice. The researchers also found that some chemicals, including water, ethane and methanol, varied on a timescale consistent with the known rotation rate of the nucleus. The variation was significant, not just between different rotations, but on much shorter timescales too, suggesting that measurements of the composition of other comets, where different chemicals have been searched for at different times, may give the wrong idea about a comet's overall composition. Despite this evidence suggesting Comet Hartley 2 is made of smaller proto-comets, the overall composition of the coma varied very little over several months, suggesting that the nucleus is actually very uniform. What the researchers think is happening is that chunks of water ice deep in the comet's nucleus are held together with frozen carbon dioxide. The carbon dioxide evaporates at a lower temperature than the water ice, carrying chunks of ice with it into the coma, where the ice then evaporates, giving the impression that the composition of the comet is more uniform than it actually is. It is not yet known whether all comets behave this way, or if Hartley 2 is unique. Hartley 2 is the third comet where periodic variation of volatile compounds has been observed, and the first where imaging has led to an unambiguous association with the rotation of the nucleus. While Hartley 2 is a Kuiper Belt comet, the other comet to be studied in detail is Comet Halley, which is from the Oort cloud, further out in the solar system. The remarkable similarities in the composition of these two comets may suggest a common origin for at least some of the bodies from these two different parts of the solar system. We think of planets as being large gas or rocky bodies orbiting around a parent star. Our own planet is roughly 5 billion years old and orbits a fairly average G-type star at a mean distance of 150 million kilometres. But it seems there is a significant population of planets which exist without a parent star. In a paper published in the journal Nature on May 19th, a team of researchers report the discovery of 10 free-floating planet candidates with masses similar to that of Jupiter. Although there is some evidence for lone planets in regions of star formation, these are objects between 3 and 15 times the mass of Jupiter, and there are large uncertainties in estimates of the size of the population. A population of lone planets has previously been predicted to exist, but this is the first time evidence for them has been found. Planets in our solar system are visible to us here on Earth because they reflect the light of the Sun. Having no starlight to reflect, planets existing in free space will be much harder to spot. This new discovery is the result of observations of the galactic centre, obtained by a joint Japan-New Zealand team in 2006 and 2007, and confirmed by a Polish team. The collaboration, led by Takahiro Sumi from Osaka University in Japan, used the principle of microlensing to find these so-called orphan planets. The detections were made by the MOA collaboration, using observations made with a telescope at Mount John University Observatory in New Zealand, which is used to regularly scan dense star fields towards the centre of our galaxy for gravitational microlensing events. These occur when something, such as a star or a planet, passes in front of another more distant star. The passing body's gravity warps the light of the background star, causing it to magnify and brighten. Heftier passing bodies, like massive stars, will warp the light of the background star to a greater extent, resulting in brightening events that can last weeks. Small planet-sized bodies will cause less of a distortion, and brighten a star for only a few days or less. Another group, the Ogle Collaboration, observed many of the same microlensing events with a 1.3-metre telescope in Chile, independently confirming the analysis of the MOA group. It is possible that these objects may be in very large orbits around host stars, but the teams found no evidence of hosts in the data out to a distance of 10 astronomical units, further than the orbit of Saturn. Direct imaging of the fields also found no evidence for a host star for any of the planetary bodies detected. These results suggest that there may be up to twice as many unbound Jupiter-class planets as there are main-sequence stars with masses less than the Sun, and that unbound planets may be 1.5 times more common than planets with host stars. These planets may have formed on their own, much like the class of faint small brown dwarf stars, but what may happen is that they form in a planetary system around a star where multiple giant planets could scatter some of the bodies into very wide or completely unbound orbits. And finally, stars are made of gas, but as they form they are surrounded by a much larger gas cloud, and often a protoplanetary disk which contains gas, ice and dust. Many chemicals have been detected in these gas clouds and disks, including crystals of the mineral olivine. Found in a variety of forms, olivine is a silicate mineral which is found here on the Earth in some gemstones or the green sand of Hawaii's beaches, but it is also a common mineral on the surface of the Moon, and has been found elsewhere in the universe. Olivine, in the form of forsterite crystals, has been detected in the protoplanetary disks of young stars, but in new observations made with the Spitzer telescope, a team of astronomers has found evidence of these crystals in the colder outer gas around a protostar, where the temperature is a chilly -170 degrees Celsius. This is unexpected, as temperatures high enough to melt rock are needed to form the crystals. The team, led by Tom McGeith at the University of Toledo in Ohio, suggests that the crystals were formed near the young star's surface, and were carried by jets into the cooler cloud, where they slowly fall back towards the star. This may help explain why comets, which are formed in the cooler outer reaches of planetary systems, contain minerals such as these, which can only be formed at much higher temperatures.